أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم. These are the last few ayats of the surah. And the surah started with the wahi, to say the revelation that came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah ends the surah also with regard to wahi. And the best composition and the best matter that can be written is where the starting is again summed up at the end, and the summary is brought out clearly. That is the best composition. In between, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala discussed about the oneness of Allah, the signs of Allah's qudrat, the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the signs of the believers in this world, and the results of the believers and non-believers in the year after. So with regard to wahi, Allah ta'ala says, and this was actually an objection raised by the Jews of the time, who said that how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke directly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that he saw Allah ta'ala. So on that, this ayat was revealed. So Allah, so first Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam negated that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not speak directly and see Allah, but from behind a veil. He just heard the voice of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the kitab, and Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, lam tarani, did not see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa ma kana li basharin, or kisi aadmi ki taqat nahi. Allah Ta'ala says it is not within the power of man in this world. And yukallimahu Allah, ke usse baate kare Allah, that Allah speaks directly to him. Illa wahyan, magar ishari se, but that Allah sends revelation, that is, that Allah chooses one of the angels, and Allah had chosen Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is to come in a human form and deliver the message of Allah, the wahi, which Allah Ta'ala has given. Oh, min wara'i hijab, ya parda ke peeche se, ya behind the screen, behind the curtain, as Allah Ta'ala had spoken to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, yursil rasulan, ya bheje koi pegham lane wala, or that Allah Ta'ala sends a messenger to bring that message to the Rasul. فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاء, پھر پہنچا دے اس کے حکم سے جو وہ چاہے. And then through that means Allah Ta'ala sends the whatever revelation he wants to. So there are three forms of revelation which Allah has mentioned, and neither was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam out of any of these three, and neither any Nabi nor our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ, تحقیق وہ سب سے اوپر ہے حکمت و والا. Undoubtedly Allah is the most high, and Allah is the one with most wisdom. All wisdom also lies with Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala refers to the revelation that came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَذَلِكَ وَحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, اور اسی طرح بھیجا ہم نے تیرے طرف ایک فرشتہ اپنے حکم سے. In the same way, we had sent one فرشتہ, and روح القدس, جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, we had sent him to you, من امرنا, by our order, and he brought this revelation, the whole Quran Sharif, directly to you from Allah Ta'ala. And before that, the condition of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also was, ma kunta tadri mal kitab, tu na janta tha ke kya hai kitab. Before that, you were Nabi ummi, that nobody had taught you, and you did not know what is the kitab, what is the Quran. But by Allah revealing it to you and teaching it to you, O Nabi, you also came to know this great revelation and this kitab. Walal iman, or na iman, you did not know all the details of iman either. Our Nabi, every Nabi was free of kufr and shirk even before Nabuwat. There were no signs. They believed in the oneness of Allah by that natural what Allah had put into their hearts from before. They clearly understood that there is no other power or deity besides Allah Ta'ala. But the details of that iman, details of who Allah is, of akhirat, that could not be known without wahi. And it is therefore necessary for us that we also acquire the basic knowledge of deen. Otherwise, just with our own understanding, we can perceive certain things. And that also, if Allah's help, rahmat and guidance is there, we'll perceive it correctly. Otherwise, many people, though making namaz also, have got some wrong beliefs also, some wrong ideas. It is necessary we study some reliable kitab book on aqaid and we know the details of iman properly. Otherwise, we can be in grave error in this aspect. And the details of it, and then that is the knowledge of it. And the kayfiyat, the quality of it, can only be acquired from a person who has got those qualities. Then they will rub off onto us. It's not only knowledge that is sufficient, but then that reality of it must also come. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. اور لیکن ہم نے رکھی ہے یہ روشنی, اس سے راہ سجا دیتے ہیں جس کو چاہے اپنے بندوں میں. Allah Ta'ala says, you did not know what is this kitab, what is the details of iman, but it is we who had made it a noor, and this noor, that is what is required. Not only the outward knowledge, but that noor. Like today, there are many Jews and Christians who have written great, great kitabs of Islam, and correctly they have written them, but it does not benefit them one bit as far as akhirat is concerned. They have got no iman. So just that kitab alone and studying that kitab won't benefit a person either. You'll get the knowledge, but that noor which Allah is speaking, that quality of it, that which has to rub off onto a person. And this is not only with deen, with regard to our worldly affairs also. For a son to be like a father, therefore Allah has kept it that the son will stay in the father's house, in the company of the father. And this is where it's necessary that a mother, a father must give time to their children and quality time. It isn't you can give them a book how to live in life, how to respect elders, but you have to live with them yourself, and that has to rub off from the parents onto the children. This is that noor which Allah Ta'ala is speaking, and Allah says, we guide by that noor whom we want to of our servants. So it's a great favor of Allah. From here we learn we should be begging of Allah for the knowledge of iman and the kitab, the details of deen. And together with that, we must also beg of Allah that qualities come into us. And for that, Allah has kept the system right from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Sahaba are known as Sahaba, that through the Sohbat they got that from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and this rubbed off onto the Tabi'een and the Ummah till today. And whoever has contact with man of Allah, then these qualities rub off onto them. Otherwise, it is limited to knowledge only. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. اور بے شک تو سجھاتا ہے سیدھی راہ. And undoubtedly, by that knowledge and by that noor, you now guide people to sirati mustaqim, to the straight path. It is when a person has got both those things, it is not just to become an alim, which today people are trying to become on the internet as well. Becoming an alim online, that is just the knowledge you will get of deen. But that noor which Allah is speaking about, that won't be transferred to you. That comes from person to person, from heart to heart. And it is for this reason, children must respect and honor their parents. When the parents are happy, without them being even conscious, from their heart, that dua and that tawajjuh flows to the children and the children benefit. And when they make their parents unhappy, there is a blockage. There is a block between the parents and the children. The same it is with students and ustads. And the same it is with a murid and his sheikh. When both sides' hearts are open and happy, and the one delivers and the other one receives, then this flows. And that causes this great effect, and then Allah uses such a person for the hidayat of mankind. See, and this straight path, صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ راہ اللہ کی اسی کا ہے جو کچھ ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. Which is that straight path? The straight path of Allah. Who is that Allah? To whom belongs everything which is in the heavens and the earth. Allah is the sole owner of everything. And this is that path that you will be directed to reach Allah Ta'ala. Ala ila Allahi tasirul umur. Sunta hai. Allah hi tak pahunchte hai sab kaam. You listen carefully. Open your ears and listen. And know that all matters only reach Allah. You'll have to go finally by Allah in the offices of Allah, so to say, on the day of Qiyamah. And that is where all your hisab, kitab, all your reckoning will take place. There is nowhere else you're going to go. You're not going to get stopped on the way also, that you won't reach the day of Qiyamah. That is where you have to go and please Allah. And when you go there and you have pleased Him, then you will achieve all the greater for rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So in this beautiful way, Allah Ta'ala brings the surah to an end on the subject of wahi and revelation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.